Campus police union demands legal action after UCLA protest leads to 44 arrests. The Federated University Police Officers Association has demanded that legal action be taken after 44 people were arrested during a recent pro-Palestinian protest at the University of California, Los Angeles. The FUPOA, representing campus police officers at the 10 University of California schools, said that police prevented an organized group of 44 individuals from occupying a building on UCLA's campus on May 6. The group, armed with multiple tools and written guidebooks on building takeover tactics, was intercepted before they could carry out their plans, the FUPOA said in a statement to the Epoch Times on May 9. The university has decided to transition all classes to remote learning for the remainder of the week because of the severity of the incident, the organization stated. Wade Stern, president of the FUPOA, has called on the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office to pursue justice in this matter to the fullest extent of the law and press charges against the individuals. The apprehension of the perpetrators cannot mark the end of this matter, Mr. Stern said. It is imperative that the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office take swift and decisive action by filing charges in this case that reflect the gravity of the criminal conduct that occurred. Failure to do so would undermine law enforcement's efforts and embolden this group and others to continue engaging in criminal activities on the UCLA campus, he added. The UCLA Police Department said in a May 6 news release that a large group of people wearing masks and in possession of metal pipes were seen at the university's parking structure. Multiple individuals in the group were in possession of tools and items that could be used to unlawfully enter and barricade a building, including heavy-duty metal pipes, bolt cutters, epoxy adhesive, superglue, padlocks, heavy-duty chains, and documentation encouraging violence and vandalism, according to the UCPD statement. While the group was being detained, a UCLA-registered student organization posted a statement on social media calling on people to occupy the university's Moore Hall, according to the police. At least 44 people were arrested, including 35 students and 9 others who were not affiliated with the university. UCPD stated that 42 were arrested for conspiracy to commit a crime, while 2 were arrested for obstructing an officer. There were no reported injuries during the arrests. The individuals have been transported to LAPD Valley Jail, where they were booked, cited, and released. 2 of them identified themselves as members of the press, although police said they did not have press credentials, and were later released. Calls for UCLA Chancellor's resignation. FUPOA has previously blamed UCLA administrators for the delayed response to the attack on the encampment and other violence between counter-protesters and people at the pro-Palestinian encampment. The organization said the university's administration owns all the fallout from the response and lack of response to this protest. More than 800 faculty and staff at UCLA have also called for the university's chancellor, Jean Block, to resign over the handling of the encampment and related violence that erupted on the Westwood campus. The faculty members signed their names to an online petition that called for the ouster of Mr. Block, as well as full amnesty for all students, staff, and faculty who were involved in the encampment. The petition also calls on the university to fully disclose within 30 days all of its investments and to divest from all military weapons production companies and supporting systems. UCLA's Academic Senate, which represents the university's faculty, will hold an emergency meeting on May 10 to consider a resolution of no confidence and a formal censure of Mr. Block. Those resolutions both state that Mr. Block failed to ensure the safety of our students and grievously mishandled the events of last week. Mr. Block said in a May 6 statement that he remains committed to identifying those who participated in violence and bringing them to justice. The LAPD has committed a detective to assist in our investigative efforts, and we have also connected with the FBI about possible assistance. We have spoken to Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gaskin to solicit his help in ensuring that the instigators will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, he stated. City News Service contributed to this report.